It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Throwing it back on a Thursday, birthday style. Happy birthday today, 69. Dwight Yoakam. Born on this date in Pikeville, Kentucky. We talk about some versatility and artistry. Of course, he's notably a singer, actor, film director, pioneer, and blue jean wearer.
I like all those things.
Before Luke Bryan came along, the tight pants belonged to Dwight Yoakam. That's just a fact, folks. Also, 25 million plus records sold.
Fighting words.
5 Billboard number one albums, 12 gold, 9 platinum, and odd little notes with this guy. Dwight Yoakam, most frequent musical guest in the history of The Tonight Show.
Whoa!
I would not have guessed that. Of course, he was the answer yesterday of a little trivia question in the flashback. Dwight Yoakam as the first country music video ever to be played on MTV in the year of 1986. And, of course, it was that song that we played yesterday on the show. But that really highlights Dwight's, I don't want to call them almost cover songs, because there's a slight difference, you know. In the 70s, especially Conway was this, but everybody recorded everybody else's songs. It just was out there, and then whoever's version, let's see who does best with it. There were like 16 versions of Wichita Lineman, believe it or not, back
equal
in the day.
Equal opportunity.
But then when you get to artists like George Strait or Willie Nelson did this, and Dwight Yoakam, yeah, they're doing cover songs, but they're bringing up songs that maybe hadn't been thought of in a very long time or transferred from another genre. Like Crazy Little Thing Called Love, the Queen tune.
Ooh.
Streets of Bakersfield, the great Buck Owens. And then great Roy Orbison covers like Claudette. And he even covers the Clash one time. It's pretty great stuff. And Honky Tonk Man was a cover in which Chip, our winner yesterday on a Wild Card Wednesday, brought up.
Can I add one thing?
Yeesh.
You would have played the Johnny Horton version of that.
Uh-huh.
Just throwing that out there.
Johnny Horton was the first to record Honky Tonk Man. He did so back in 1956. And he did so with Elvis's backup band in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah, they just happened to be in the building and they needed a full band. Johnny Horton had recording time and they paired it together. So not bad to have session musicians that could back up Elvis. Yeah, before Dwight took this to number 3 in 86, in 56, Johnny Horton took it to number 1.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.